Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A technology industry coalition called Compete America gathered at Stanford University last November for a TechNet Innovation Summit, but the goal was not innovation. This coalition, backed by Microsoft, Intel, and other computer giants, has sent a letter to every member of Congress calling for more H-1B visas so businesses can bring in Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese engineers to take U.S. jobs. H-1Bers cut industry costs, but they do nothing to improve innovation. Most innovators are Americans, and the successful immigrants whom the industry brags about did not come here on H-1B visas, but entered as children and were educated in U.S. universities. Much of the conference discussion involved blaming the U.S. educational system and a lack of interest in engineering by American students. Well, yes, fewer U.S. students are going into math and computer sciences. They figured out that U.S. engineers have a bleak future of higher unemployment and lower salaries because of insourcing foreigners and outsourcing plants. The globalists are not interested in preserving America as the greatest nation and economy in the world, or in protecting American industry, or jobs, or universities, or national security. They rejoice in economic redistribution from rich and prosperous nations to other countries around the world. Here's what Bill Gates said. He spoke for the globalists. Quote, "The United States has been spoiled by being a global leader for so long that there may be an adjustment. We've got to get used to the fact that our share of everything, our ability to exercise unilateral decision-making, military power, and economic power, will not be as out of line with our 5% share of world population as it is today." Close quote. Globalists who rejoice that the United States is losing its preeminence have lost all sense of patriotism and appreciation for the uniqueness of the American system.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and it's always fun to have G.B. Oliver III, ParagonFoundation.org, 1-877-847-3443, online. Hey, G.B., it's good to have you back.
Man, it's good to be with you, too.
You know, I'm surprised you're even in New Mexico. When I called Paragon Foundation and Nicole said you were there, I thought, well, I didn't expect that at all. I thought sure you would be attending the Three Amigos Summit in Canada.
Oh, don't I wish I was there. I would have a lot to add to that summit.
I bet you would.
In fact, we could make it a real summit.
What would we do?
I think we would tear the room down, don't you think?
I want to bring our listeners very quickly before we get into all of the good stuff and we can discuss Ernest T. Bass and all of that. before we get into the important stuff, I want to bring our listeners up on this Three Amigos Summit because probably there's a lot of folks don't hear about it. Now, I have not watched national news since yesterday afternoon, but I didn't hear anything or see anything about it on the air on the national news. But leaders of the United States, Canada, and Mexico have begun their discussions on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and it's behind closed doors, and it's at the five-star Fairmont Lee Chateau Resort in Montebello, Quebec. Wonder why they don't ever meet in a Motel 6 or something.
I got no idea. Maybe they can't be in there that long.
Anywho, let's move along here. President Bush arrived at mid-afternoon Monday with the presidential helicopter landing at the club's golf course as Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper was waiting to greet him. Mexico's president, and maybe you can pronounce these Mexican names better than I can, is it Felipe or Felipe? How's he pronounce his first name?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, Calderon. But anyway, he arrived later. Ottawa, Canada's capital city, appeared militarized for the meeting, with police squad cars visibly on virtually every downtown corner and cross street. Now, we've talked about this a little bit, but they are really plumb upset about this national, you know, the North American Union in Canada. The Canadians are doing more up there than we are here.
They are. You know, Derry, the other thing they're upset about is the fact that we brought U.S. troops into that community to protect those people as well. And they didn't like the idea of our United States Army being present in Canada.
All right. Now, this doesn't say that. My article, let me see. And it's a Jerome Carsey article I have here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he says in Ottawa, police squad cars are visible on every downtown corner and cross street. All roads leading to Montebello were blocked off by military-like roadblocks with the local police backed up by the Royal Canadian Mounties. Do you think they're horseback, or do you think they're in armored cars?
I wish they still were on horseback.
Anyway, a last-minute court decision. You know, I was at a... Oh, it's hard to do these programs without coming up with some personal experiences. You know, when you've been around... One of the fellows that helped us start this network was a guy that was a lot older than we were at the time. And I rode all the way to Washington, D.C. with him one time and in a car. And he just told one story after another. And he said, you know, people think I make this stuff up. But he says, when you get as old as I am and you've done as much as I have and you get up before daylight in the morning and stay up half the night, he said, this stuff just happens to you. But I think, where is the Cow Palace? Isn't it in San Francisco?
San Francisco, yes.
Yeah, I was at the Cow Palace. Now, this goes back, it was back in the 60s, because I was with the Missouri Department of Agriculture at the time, and I don't even know why I was there. But anyhow, the Canadian Royal Mounties were there. Have you ever seen them perform?
I have not, no.
No, they're good. There's probably 50 of them. I don't know, when they all enter the arena, you know, carrying the Canadian flag and their horses. I mean, they've got them. They're not what you'd call dressage horses, but they can make them step in cadence to the marching band and all.
Uh-huh.
And they had maple leaf. I asked them how they did that. The interesting thing was they stayed in the same hotel that I was in. They were on the same floor I was on. And it was pretty noisy up there. These were all young kids. By kids, you know, anybody that's under 30 is a kid. But anyway, there was noise went on there all night. But I got to talk to these guys.
Now, were they making the noise or were you?
No, I was listening.
Oh, okay.
I was just listening. But I did talk to them at breakfast and whatever. And they put that maple leaf on those horses' hips. They've got a little stamp that they put on. It's like a cookie cutter. And then they take a curry comb or a brush, and they brush that hair the wrong way, and they spray it with hairspray.
I'll be darned.
And that's how that stays on there. But anyway, it was an interesting thing. Anyhow, back to the Canadian Mounties. They were up there at the Three Amigos Summit in Canada, and they say there were several thousand people there demonstrating. I don't have time to go through all of this, but... that what they're really upset about is the closed-door sessions. They had the Three Amigos there, you know, the Bush and Calderon and Harper from Canada. And then they have 30 multinational corporations appointed by the Chamber of Commerce of all three nations to constitute the North American Competitiveness Council, which is... to serve as a chief policy advisor to the 20 SPP trilateral working groups that have been integrating and harmonizing North American administrative laws and regulations. Now you wonder where our laws come from? From these multinational corporations at this Amigo Summit. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. G.B. Oliver III, ParagonFoundation.org, is with us today. G.B., very quickly, I'm going to go back to the summit meeting that they're holding in Canada, because I doubt seriously if many of our listeners or anybody in the United States knows much about what's going on. Congress is finally, there's a few Congress people that are trying to get something done. They're not going at it like I would, but, you know, I get aroused more than most folks do. You know, did you ever
have that effect on me?
Did you ever have a bulldog? Did you ever own a bulldog?
No, I didn't.
We've had several of them. And, you know, they just sat around waiting for somebody to say, sick them. You can sick them on a log chain and they'd try to shake it to pieces, you know? But anyway, that's kind of the way I am about a lot of things. Now, but we've got 22 members. How many House members are there? 400 and some or something. I can't just off the top of my head tell you. But that 22 is a little drop in the bucket. But 22 members of the House of Representatives have put their names to a letter to President Bush demanding the administration to back off of what they call his stealth program. Now, this, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, this meeting in Canada is definitely part of this National America, North American Union, although they'll lie and say, oh, no, it's not. This is all just about, coming up with, you know, some good trade initiatives, et cetera. Anyway, here's what they're saying in the letter, and I don't have time to read the letter. We've got too many other things to discuss, but the secretive manner of this SPP, the way it's being conducted, may actually undermine our security and sovereignty. Now, these are congressmen saying this. I don't know how many, I don't know who signed it. Such secretiveness seems to not be accidental. The last paragraph of the letter called for the president not to pledge or agree to any further movement in connection with the SPP at the upcoming North American summit. So they sent that before, you know, they went to the summit. The congressmen also point out that their concerns will only be intensified if pursuit of the SPP continues out of public view and without congressional oversight or approval. Now, right there is where they ought to just impeach Butch. They ought to say, come home or you're out of a job. That's my opinion.
But well, that's exactly right. You know, we had our Senator Domenici on the radio down here the other day when we were involved in this World Heritage site debacle. And somebody called in on that radio show and asked him about this agenda and the North American Union and all that, and he said, it's simply a myth. It's just a myth. He said they've allocated no funds through Congress to handle any of this. So that's what those senior guys are doing. What they're doing right now, Darius, are having kind of a hard time keeping those freshmen and those underling congressmen and senators under control. But those people are catching a lot of heat.
Well, they ought to, and they know what's going on. You can't tell me those people are that dumb. They read the same stuff. They talk to the same people that we do. Anyway.
They're doing everything they can do to keep it under a blanket.
Well, we're doing everything we can to get them out from under the blanket. You know, I like the old term about, you know, when you turn on the lights, the cockroaches run and hide.
Hey, you bet. Great disinfectant.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
And we have returned 20 seconds late, but we returned. We're visiting today with G.B. Oliver, ParagonFoundation.org. Paragon Foundation's phone number is 1-877-847-3443. And Nicole told me one time, GB, that when I give that number out, always say, look, she's there all by herself, and just let the phone ring and leave your number on the answering machine, and she'll call you back.
It's a crying shame that she can't get any good help around here. It really is.
You know, if you'd ever get your help up to minimum wage, they'd be on time.
Well, you know what? We're working on that. We're working on that. With a few more donations, we may be able to get there.
What does Ernest T. Bass charge you?
You never know. Absolutely never know. But whatever spray he's using isn't flying either.
What sprays he use?
I don't know, but he was going to kill that Bermuda grass around here, around this office, and the roses are looking real sick, but the grass is looking fine.
Well, Bermuda grass is good stuff.
Well, I can't get it grazed in here.
Can't you bring some sheep in, run a little electric wire around?
We don't do sheep in this country.
Okay. That was a bad...
You told me one time that when I came back, we were going to have some lamb.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back. I've got standards.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to feed you some good lamb chops one of these days, and you'll say, you know, those old snotty-nosed ewes put out a pretty good product.
Do they? Well, I couldn't tell you one way or the other.
Well, let me tell you, you put out a pretty good product. I'm looking at your article here about the vote was unanimous. The Otero County Commission for opposing the listing of White Sands National Monument as United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. You guys shut that? Well, it's not shut down yet, but at least the county knows better, do they not?
Absolutely. And, you know, I am so proud of those three commissioners, and I'll tell you why. Because they came in and they gathered the evidence. We provided them a great deal of evidence here at Paragon, and they went through it and read it. And it was obvious in the comments that each one of them made before they voted to proceed with this ordinance. It was interesting that, are very obvious to me, that they had read every bit of this, even the ties back with the World Bank and all of those kind of things. You got to be proud of elected officials that are willing to spend the time, because this is a complex issue. There are vast amounts of information. You have to tie all the points together to really see what's going on. And those people put the time in doing that. And so, at least for right now, I'm really proud of all three of them.
And, you know, this is a thing with Farm Bureau, here in the state of Missouri particularly. Now, in Iowa, we did get the Farm Bureau members up there to study the documents and see for themselves, and it changed their attitude totally. But the people don't want to sit down and study, even when you've got it in black and white right here in front of you. Just like I was proud of our good friend John Turney at that particular meeting. He read a section from the World Heritage Committee's topic of visitation. It says that visitation can be controlled by increasing entrance fees. Now, you know, for most of our listeners, they really don't understand all of this, but the point is that, he had the documents, he knew what he was talking about, and he could quote from those documents. And once you get people to do that, they can see what is really behind all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Derry, the biggest problem that I see across the country, and we'll get a great deal of phone calls today and everything, but people are looking for a silver bullet to resolve their issues. And you don't resolve these issues with a silver bullet. You resolve these issues the same way you're successful in any other walk of life, and that is you have to apply yourself. You have to sit down and do the homework and study and understand the law and understand what these treaties say and those kind of things before you can ever talk intelligently about that. We as a society, I think, have really slipped in that area because we simply don't put the effort into it. We want somebody else to do it. I receive stuff into this office all the time, sending a packet, and these people say, here's what happened. The feds have cited me for trespassing and everything. What do we do? And I'll tell them, you know, that citation is invalid. They don't have the right. That is a court of equity. They don't have the right to do that unless you of your own free will walk into that court and everything. They have no jurisdiction over you. And they'll say, well, fix it for me, would you? I can't fix all of those deals. I can send you the information to show you how to handle it and how to do it. But we as a society have become very lazy. And that's where our opponents have gained so much ground on us, in my opinion. But these guys didn't do that. These guys sat down, they studied the documents. It's all right there in black and white for you. If you're willing to tie it all together, you can see very clearly that is indeed, as you said in your article, and by the way, that is a great article, but that is collateral. That is collateral to the World Bank. It's in black and white.
When you say that is collateral, when that is collateral, most of we need to kind of bring our listeners up to date on what we're talking about. But it was my article. Jeff asked Beth to bring me a copy of that in here. I don't even have it in here with me. We'll do that when we come back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And we're visiting with G.B. Oliver III, and his number, really going to get Nicole, is 1-877-847-3443.
This
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include a string of 66 black and black baldies and some red white-faced cows, good ages, bred to black bulls. They'll start calving in September. Sarah Farms are bringing them in. Danny Cowles will be in with 60 head of fancy Angus cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in the spring. June Reynolds will be selling 40 head of black and black baldy 3 to 6 year old spring calvers. Bethany Tillman has a 30 head set of Charlotte cows bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in September. John Nunn will sell some 25 head of black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows. They have big calves by their side, 300 pounders at least, and they've been running back with Angus bulls. Snyder Farms may be in with a 50 head set of spring calvers. Now, these are just a few of the listings that'll be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says everything is funny as long as it's happening to somebody else, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I don't remember what it was. Going into the commercial break, you said something, and we had to take a commercial break. You remember?
I said something?
I don't know. Maybe you didn't.
You went to go fetch your article.
Oh, yes. And Beth heard us. She was listening, and she brought my article to me. We were talking about our land collateral for the national debt was my article. Hello?
Hello?
I said, my article was our land collateral for the national debt, and you were going to comment on that or something.
Well, I told you that was one of the best articles, most concise articles I'd ever read on it. And I see, have you sent that out in your Common Sense Chronicle yet?
No, it won't come out until September.
Well, there's a lot of people that already have it.
I know it. I sent it to newswithviews.com.
You bet. I'll tell you what, though, it was a great article.
And then they picked it up. Then we've had Noble picked it up, and we've had a half a dozen other networkers have picked that up. So it's pretty well around over the country. But I felt like it was important enough to go ahead and get it out early. Let's go to the telephones. Wanda, hi, you're on the air, Wanda.
Hi, Derry. Good morning, GB.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda Benton in Salem, that I checked last night, and I said there's something else good that your county did. They did not sign into that FEMA hazard mitigation plan, and most of the counties in this country did.
No, they sure didn't, and I'm proud of them.
Yep, me too. And I wondered, is Howard Hutchison from that county, in that county?
No, Howard's from Catron County.
From which one?
Catron County.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I should know that. It's on our land use plan here in Dent County. Okay, I just wanted to say that something else good that your county did there. And I'm like you. I'm really proud of them.
You know, that hazard mitigation plan is something we went into great detail back about a year ago, I guess, something like that. Maybe it's a little longer than a year ago. But, you know, once a county gets involved in this thing, then they have your county commissioners, nobody has any authority there except the FEMA.
That is exactly right. And that's the way they always get behind you in these things. They always get behind you contractually. They always dabble a little bit of money out there in some kind of a grant or some kind of a program. These counties are always underfunded and having trouble with their budgets, and they look so good, and they reach out and get it, and they never look into the small print. When they turn it over to the county attorney, you know, and they'll have him look through the contract with them, he always comes back with the same thing, that it looks standard. Well, it is standard because they're always cutting your throat. And these counties end up in those deals and don't realize where they are until years later.
Well, until they have some sort of a national emergency or a local emergency, whatever it happens to be, whenever FEMA can come in.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And it's just one government program after another. They're all virtually the same. And you can't blame them for that. Why would they change the game? It has worked so well, and it continues to work across this country. But, boy, what they're doing is they're selling out yours and my freedom. And those guys put their hand on a Bible, and they swear an oath when they take the years. I'm talking about your local officials and your local elected people. They swear to protect safety and well-being and the property of the people within that county. They have absolutely no right to ever enter into any kind of an agreement or any kind of a contract with anybody that in any way jeopardizes those freedoms that they swore to protect. What's going to happen is, and I think across this country this is where we're going to have to go, we're going to have to start suing those local elected officials individually for violating those oaths, and they're personally liable, and I don't think we'll have to do that very many times until they start reading those documents and understanding that they're in real jeopardy any time they sacrifice any of your liberties or your property.
And, you know, you can't just turn this over to an attorney and say, hey, is this all right? And he looks at it, and, you know, J.B., you and I have done enough, just like on the collateral for the national debt. It took days and days and days, and I already had the information, but to go through there and pick that out and verify everything that's in there, it's hard to do.
And it's got to be documented. You know, these people, and that's one thing that I like about where the Paragon Foundation and those kind of things, those elected officials come in here simply because they know that we're not going to tell them anything that we can't fully document. And you're exactly right. We spent hours and hours and hours, and I know you did as well, looking into this World Heritage Site and the Nature Conservancy's involvement with the World Bank and the World Conservative Bank and all these entities and how it all tied together. And these people need to know that they can depend on you when you come in after that information. You're not just blowing hot air. You can document everything you say.
You were right. It's amazing that you had three county commissioners that actually took the time to study this much. You know, I had a guest in here the other day, in-house in here. She came in, and they were talking about this Real ID Act. You know, and that's affecting everybody in the United States. Everybody's going to have a driver's license now. Even if they're a little kid, they're going to have a driver's license. We'll let them drive, but they'll need this because it's a national ID thing. And she was talking about she had the director of transportation of the North Carolina director of DOT there, Department of Transportation, And she was, boy, she was sold on this thing, this director of transportation was. And I said, you know, somebody like her, if you can get them to study the documents, they're the best people you can have. They're like a reformed drunk, you know? They see how they've been going up the wrong road all these years, and they really get mad because, well, they've been feeding us these lies all the time.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, if you can get them to do that, but in most cases, you know, and I've seen this thousands of times in our involvement in these things, is if you get them there, you show them the documentation, you can see it in their face when they begin to realize that they've been going down the wrong trail, and then all of a sudden they freeze up because then they come to a crossroads, and that crossroads is, do I step out there and do I tell the truth and do I repent for the things I've been doing and work hard now to get that information out and jeopardize my retirement, or do I just sit here and get quiet? And you can see it in their faces. And I, so many times, and we talk about that a lot too, that after these people that you've gone head-to-head with these governmental agencies, the Fish and Wildlife, the Forest Service, the Environmental Department, and you go head-to-head with them all these years, and they stand up in those meetings and fight you, and then when they retire, they come back and say, you know what, you were absolutely right.
See, Jim Beers, right. Jim Beers is a wonderful example of that. Now, they actually fired him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he gave up his retirement. It may have cost him his retirement. I'm not sure. But he finally woke up and saw what was going on. But you see, a lot of these older people, when they started out, it wasn't this way.
No.
No, some of this, you know, I remember very well some of my rancher friends, particularly those in southwestern Colorado, said, you know, we used to enjoy visiting with the Forest Service people. He said they were good guys. He said most of them had grown up on ranches, and they knew the timber industry, and he said they were real moxie about what they were doing. But he said now they won't let a local person that knows anything. They all come out of Harvard or somewhere, you know, from back east. And he said, you know, all they know is they've been indoctrinated, and that's all they know.
Well, that's the way you grow up through these agencies is you buy into the agenda, and the agenda is very clear. Just like my good friend Carl Rove told me when I complained to him about what was going on within these agencies, he said, well, all I can tell you is that, at least with the United States Forest Service, he said, in 6 years, 60% of them will be retiring. Maybe you get a chance then. And I said, 60% will be retiring and replaced with what? And he just shrugged his shoulders. I said, you know, it's administration that chooses the secretaries over these agencies. And he said, we have no control over these agencies. He said, we may be able to select the secretary over the agency, but he said, you understand what it's like to manage government employees. We have no control over them. And that was his answer behind closed doors.
See, I don't see why they don't have control over them. I mean, we know how indoctrinated they all are. But you can't tell me that the right person couldn't get up there. If nothing else, eliminate, you know, Congress could do it. Congress could say, look, you guys straighten up or we're going to cut all your funds. There won't be any Forest Service.
Well, short of catching one of them embezzling, Derry, it's virtually impossible to fire a government employee. And they're pretty aware of that. And even when things get pretty rough, they just hump up and know that administration will be rolling over here before long, and they get a fresh start. At least that's the attitude they have.
Let's go back to the telephones. Janet in New Mexico.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good to see you.
Maverick in Otero.
Oh, my goodness. I looked at the clock wrong again. Hang on, Janet. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It
Hi, this is John Statlin. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Janet, are you still with us?
I am.
Hey, sorry about that. This is the clock that I look at, and all I see is a reflection of the lights in here. But anyway, we're with you now.
All right. I just wanted to let your listeners know that if they hear the term World Heritage Site and they want to get a head start on the research, I can probably save them about 40 to 80 hours worth of work on the computer. A local man here has set up a blog, and what he has done there on the World Heritage Site, what he has done is listed all the pertinent documents that we can find so far, and we're adding to it daily. So this would be a real benefit.
Okay, how would they get a hold of you?
They don't need to get a hold of me. They can just go on their computer to any of the search engines and type in Otero, O-T-E-R-O, Residence, R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T-S, Forum, F-O-R-U-M, period, Blogspot, B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T, period, com. And that will direct them to the site.
That's Otero Residence Forum.
Forum, right.
Okay. .blogspot.com.
Right. And the beauty of having this research already done for you is, number one, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's a time saver. But also, as you start going through these documents, as GB was telling you, and as you know very well, Derry, this can actually be Once you're educated on the subject, you can actually sell the benefits of not having a World Heritage Site in your neck of the woods.
Or getting involved in any of these federal programs. Hey, JB, have you ever seen a good one?
Not in my lifetime. But then I'm pretty young.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the difference in the cultures of the agencies now, and there's a huge difference between what was happening before the early 70s and what's happening now. So,
let me tell you, what Janet's saying is absolutely right about this blog. It's got all that pertinent information that, and when she said 60 or 70 hours, whatever you said, Janet, I'd say that was light on the amount of work that you and Johnny did on this project.
Involved too. So, and it's that kind of deep interest and grassroots kind of let's find out the facts instead of just try and, you know, improvise as we go through. Once you have the facts, like you said, they cannot deny the fact that this is going to be detrimental to their private property rights. Also, the use of any of the property in their county, whether it's federal or state, or private. So once it comes under international law, you're sunk.
Okay, hey, we're going to let you go, Janet. I hear more music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and then we'll be in the home stretch. This hour is slipping fast.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold steadied Monday on a flat dollar and lower oil prices. Gold closed in New York unchanged at $656.30 an ounce. Silver fell 2 cents to $11.71 an ounce. Firmer sentiment following last week's Fed rate cut buoyed precious metals Monday, but traders said volatile conditions are likely to remain. Meanwhile, stocks were volatile. The credit system is losing its, well, credibility, reports the Washington Post. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
Hey, Derry, I'm going to jump in here and repeat that website. We've had several calls. OteroResidenceForum.blogspot.com. We're back with Derry and GB.
Okay, and we're in the home stretch here. We have a couple more callers if we can get to everybody, so let's move along quickly. Wayne in Texas. Hi, Wayne. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Good morning to you and your guests. I have a couple questions maybe GB could address. GB, in some of the studying my group and I have done down here in the Dallas area, we're under the impression that an oath of office is actually an offer of contract from the politician to the people. And if we were to send that politician in question a written notice accepting that oath of office, send it by registered mail, are we in fact creating a contract that maybe ties them down a little bit tighter than they are right now?
I can't tell you that for sure, but my personal opinion right now is that's exactly what you're doing. And I want to tell you all, and we'd be glad to come back on Derry's show and talk about this, we're in the midst right now of putting together a law course on this very thing. Should be within about 6 or 8 weeks we will have that completed, because I really think that's an answer. But I do think that what you're doing right there doesn't hurt a thing in the world. It puts them on notice, and when you walk into a court of law, that's just one more bullet in your gun when you arrive there.
And GB, one other question?
Very quickly.
Are we under any legal obligation to conform or obey a code, rule, or regulation passed under color of law? And don't these political structures use offer of contract in the form of a notice or letter to force us into a legal situation that we ordinarily would not be involved with?
That's exactly right. And when you ask that question about whether you have an obligation there, you're obligated and they're obligated to that Constitution of the state of Texas. That's the main form. And if it violates that Constitution, you're not under any obligation any way, shape, or form.
Okay, let's take another question. Wanda came back. Hi, Wanda. You're on the air.
GB, on this holding public officials accountable, how do we get around this when they're shielded by the state through the sovereign immunity? It says you can't sue them when acting upon under official capacity.
Well, that's exactly what the deal is, and they'll try to pull it in there. But what you've got to prove is they're acting outside of their delegated authority, and they are. They swear an oath to what they're going to do. And so anything outside of that is acting outside their delegated authority, and they are personally liable.
Okay, appreciate the call, Wanda. GB, we still have about a minute left. I'd like to ask you a personal question, if I may. I want to do is I want to tie you down with a lot of witnesses here. But you're going to be back in Missouri on December the 15th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You heard
that's
him say yes, sir. Okay, that's your plan. What if we set up some sort of a meeting where a lot of people want to hear you speak? They want to meet you. They want to visit with you. What if we set up some sort of a meeting, had a banquet some night, someplace or something, where people would come in and we could get some folks together and hear one of your presentations.
And I would love to do that. And you said banquet. That means food.
Listen. If you're going to use a horse, you got to feed him.
That's exactly. I'd hitchhike to where there's food.
Serving lamb.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we're going to have a big. We're going to have a big lamb roast.
Well, I can bring a box of food.
You don't want to do that, I'll tell you. But let's plan on that. We'll work that around the 15th of December, and we'll try to get some folks together, and we'll have a good time, and maybe we'll get some more folks educated.
Well, I'd love to do it.
Another thing, Joan Vion has been on my show numerous times, and she is a tremendous speaker. She has attended almost 100, 90-some now, of these world meetings, these United Nations summit meetings that they've had around all over the world. We need to get her on one of our freedom conferences.
You know what, Derry? I was driving to the bank the other day at a bank board meeting, and I turned on the radio and I was listening to your program, and she was on there. She was absolutely outstanding, the 6 or 7 minutes that I got to hear.
Okay, and we're out of time. We're going to hear Happy Trails.
Happy Trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Wendell Fletcher.